Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorco.charleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, June the 16th. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. They've been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. I'm looking to my right, and Joe is there.
Yes, I am.
Blake is not there. Blake is in the building.
Just a matter of where.
I guess the Motown, what is it?
Was it the Motown Midday Show or the Motown Lounge?
The Motown Lounge.
Motown Lounge, that's it.
Must have gone into overtime today.
Must have.
Maybe double overtime. I don't know.
Or maybe he's just had enough of you. He just can't take it anymore.
He has to get mentally prepared to come in and deal with me for 3 hours.
He has to get into a zone.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. So hope everybody's having a good day. Man, what a storm we had last night. Messed up my TV and everything. And had the dogs all running around scared. But I still contend we need the rain, even though we've had an awful lot. So hopefully nobody had any troubles with all that weather we had here in the area last night. We got a lot of things to talk about today. NFL released protocols for the upcoming training camps. And I would just tell you this. I think you will pretty much see close to 100% of the NFL players vaccinated before training camp because of these protocols. Because basically what the NFL did was, if you've been vaccinated, you can pretty much go back to normal. If you haven't been vaccinated, you got to do the same things you had to do all last year. And I think that will get the folks to the doctors and stuff like that and get those vaccinations. But so we'll talk about that today. A great article in Sports Illustrated, it kind of explaining how we got to the 12-team playoff that they've got have proposed. And let's face it, it's going to pass because they would not have proposed it if they didn't think they had approval for it. And the surprising part to me was they started on this, according to the article by Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated, they have been working on this pre-pandemic. So they felt the need for an increased playoff a couple of years ago. So I thought that was interesting. Well, we'll let you know what we know about that. I read the article, even though I got a notice during it that this is the last article I could read on Sports Illustrated before I had to start paying them. So basically that equates to the last article I'll read on Sports Illustrated. I don't know if I get so many a month. I don't know if July 1st, I'll be given a few more articles there. But anyway, I got mad at Sports Illustrated 2 or 3 years ago. I just had enough. I had been a Sports Illustrated subscriber since the 70s. High school. So it had been the late 60s, early 70s. Used to come every week. Then it started coming every other week. Then they went there once a month. And I said, the hell with it. You get your Sports Illustrated and you knew everything that was in the magazine. So I did away after a number of years of subscribing to Sports Illustrated. And so And now you got to pay to look at their website. But I was allowed this one last article to read, so I'm glad because it was a pretty good article. And again, showing the path that these guys took to get to their 12-team playoffs. So we'll talk about that. Major League Baseball, it's not in a good place right now. If you're like me, I really don't want to hear all the ins and outs of all this mess. I just want to be able to cut my TV on, cut on a baseball game. But you've got just everybody, and it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Names are being mentioned slowly but surely. I saw some information today about stealing signals. You know, some other teams that were doing that, including the Yankees and the Dodgers. So it's just like everybody in baseball seems to be unhappy. Only thing I'm unhappy in baseball is about is the stupid Cubs couldn't beat the Mets last night again. Because the Braves can't win. So I need help. And the Cubs couldn't do it. I just said that for my Cub boyfriend. So several things to get to here on today's show. Dr. David Guyer, he'll be in at 5:25 for his weekly visit. Gene Sapikoff, still on vacation. He's out exploring the West. I think he tweeted today, this morning, and that tweet could have been from yesterday. I don't remember, but he was at some donut place in Portland, Oregon. Must be some good donuts if he went all the way to Portland, Oregon for them.
Well, there's plenty of heat out there right now. Going on with all the activity in Portland to keep the donuts, you know, nice and warm.
Are you talking about the political climate or something?
Yes, I am.
We're not going to get into that. So I'm looking for Gene. I'm trying to find Gene some of the stuff he I'm trying to think of the name of the donut place he was at. Voodoo Donut in Portland, Oregon.
Voodoo Donuts?
Voodoo Donuts. Or just Voodoo Donut.
What sort of concoctions are they going to have?
I don't know.
I don't know what they would put inside the jelly or cream-filled donuts. I would, you know.
They have a bunch of donut offerings, and they look pretty good. So, Gene's having a large time out west. Scotty is still in the Dominican Republic, or he is on his way back.
His colleague Bill Burr is kind of playing a tourist host around here.
I think he's trying to break into the sport. I think he's trying to sneak in on Scotty's sports gig. I think that's what Bill was doing today. All right, real quick, scores from yesterday in case you missed it. River Dogs beat Myrtle Beach 9-5. That game was called after 7 innings due to weather. River Dogs now 22-13 on the season. Red Sox beat the Braves last night 10-8. Braves now 30-34, 6.5 games back of the Mets. Did I mention the Mets beat the Cubs last night? Thank you for nothing, Chicago Cubs. And one other score of note, the Giants beat the Diamondbacks 9-8. That was their 12th straight loss, and they have won 21. They have lost 21 straight on the road now. That is one shy of the Major League Baseball record. In the NBA last night, Nets beat the Bucks 114-108. Nets now lead that series 3-2. Game 6 will be 8:30 Thursday night. Kevin Durant had a large night last night, 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists. James Harden did play last night, played 46 minutes, only scoring 5 points in that game last night. But obviously, if you listen to this radio station today, all they've talked about is the Kevin Durant performance, and it was a great one. I mean, he basically put that team on his back and won that big game last night. The Nets leading 3-2. NHL, last night, Lightning beat the Islanders 4-2. That series tied up at 1-1. Game 3 will be 8 o'clock on Thursday night. All right, I'm looking at the price of these donuts. Oh, that's the merchandise. You get a voodoo donut hat for $20, $25. You can get a hoodie for $40. You want one?
Oh, yeah, that was just
the one thing I would, Father's Day is coming up, yeah. You know.
That would just be the ultimate gift.
There's a guy standing in line inside with a bike helmet on.
Sounds like a fun place.
Voodoo Donuts in Portland, Oregon. That's where Jesus thinks having a good trip. I told you he got on that train trip. And I believe he took a train. He got on the train in Denver, went to Oakland, San Francisco, and went up to Portland on a train. So that had been pretty cool. I think he's writing a book, if I'm not mistaken. Well, he'll be back next week. So we'll find out all about that, how his trip went. We'll have the travels of Gene and Scotty next week. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. As we take a look at your ride on the Mark Clark westbound, there is an accident on the downhill bridge. It's blocking the left lane and it's causing some delays. An accident being reported Tedder at Ashley Phosphate and a wreck Bees Ferry at West Ashley Circle. Seeing a little company as you travel Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, and James Island. But do use caution out there. No other major issues being reported at this point in time. Palmetto Breeze is in full swing. It's the perfect time to catch the breeze and enjoy daily Charleston Harbor sales, including Sunday Funday. Palmetto Breeze embarks from lively Shem Creek and fills up fast. Tickets online at palmettobreeze.com. Get yours now and don't miss the boat. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast, warm and humid with a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 84. A thunderstorm still around this evening with a low around 69. Sunny and warm Thursday with a high around 85. Looking good again Friday before scattered thunderstorms return to the area through next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you are a board-certified, proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, Corwin J. Millette, the Exit Realty Low Country Group, is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millette and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here's your opportunity to really shine and use your skill to help others find their dream home or commercial property. Your home with Corwin J. Millette will never get boring. One minute you might be working as a financial coach or life coach in order to make buying a home easy, and best of all, earn great commissions. In short, if you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy the process of creating wealth, call Corwin, 843-225-3759. 843-225-3759. This is your chance. Further your career. Corwin J. Millette is looking for you.
Southern Lumber is where knowledge continues to be handed down from generation to generation for over 75 years. Attention to detail, quality products like Anderson Windows, and quality service is what they do. It's who they are. Stop by 2031 King Street and see for yourself what quality means at Southern Lumber and Anderson Windows. Southern Lumber, proudly serving the Lowcountry.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
We are ESPN 98.9 FM and ESPN AM 910.
Now, more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Fan Talk 98.9. And lots of different ways you can listen to us around the world. You can go to charlestonsportsradio.com. You can get us on your Alexa device now, and you can download the app. Either go to the App Store or the Google Play and download the ESPN Charleston app, and you can get it to us anywhere you go. Whether you go to the beach, out of town, don't want to miss any of the shows here on the network, you can get us very easy to download, and makes it impossible for anybody to have an excuse to not be able to listen to the show. We're 81 days until that big Clemson-Georgia game, 85 days until the NFL season opener. Again, this week's Summer Golf Tour sold out on Monday, but this coming Monday, 20 more foursomes will pop up on the website, charlestonsportsradio.com, and you can get yours for $98.99, a foursome this week to the great course out at Dunes West. I will go ahead and tell you, these will not last long. So get on, be ready at 8 o'clock to get online and get your foursome. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, this is Randy. How you doing?
Good.
I want to know, I got two questions. Did you ever figure out who you was going to pull for? And also, did you ever try the hamburger with the mayonnaise?
I have not tried. I haven't grilled out since we had that conversation. Thinking about probably trying it maybe that Saturday or the 4th of July weekend. And looks like, every game in the World Series, I'll be pulling for one team or another. But if I had to pull for somebody to win it all, it would probably be Mississippi State.
That's who I'm gonna go with there. Mississippi State is all the other ones, you know, they're powerhouses. But I mean, Mississippi State's good. But yeah, do yourself a favor and try that hamburger with the mayonnaise in the.
I will definitely do it. I just haven't grilled out hamburgers since then, or cooked hamburgers since then. But I will definitely try it. I have not forgot about it.
You won't do hamburgers any other way when you do it.
Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate
it. Take care, Bobby.
Thank you for the call. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby. It's Stuart up in Somerville. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Kind of a day late and a dollar short with the NASCAR talk. Always enjoy hearing from Rafe. But I heard this morning, and I thought about y'all. Hey, give this a quick listen. Bobby's a message for you from Pastor Joe with NASCAR.
Oh, I've got that. We're going to play that later on.
You saw it?
Yeah. Well, that was when he did that. That was the last time they raced in Nashville.
Right. The last race up there was it 2003?
2011.
2011. That's right.
Yeah. We're definitely going to play that at some point today.
I remember that happening, and then when I saw it this morning on Twitter, I was like, I thought of y'all. I started laughing and
saying,
"Oh, Bobby's got to hear this again."
In fact, I put it up this morning on Facebook and Twitter. To this day, still one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
That's good stuff. Can't beat that, Bobby.
Okay, man.
See you.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby. Good afternoon. Hey, you should send Gene a text or an email ask what the favorite donut at Voodoo is, because I always thought for Portland it was the Fruit Loop donut. Because
here we go.
The Trailblazers are the only team to pass up Michael Jordan and also Durant for Sam Bowie and for Greg Odom. So So you've got to be eating something funky in Portland to pass up those two great ones.
There you go.
Anyways, good luck this week. I like Arizona. I think they're going to be very, in Stanford too, I think it's going to be very tough out in the College World Series.
I think we'll see, and we'll see both of those Saturday. They were very impressive last week, you know, all season long. Everybody's talked about basically the two conferences, the SEC and the ACC, and we, well, South Carolina fans knew Texas was really good, but I think Stanford and Arizona kind of open some eyes and go, hey, these guys out there play pretty good baseball as well. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, you know, we all know very well in South Carolina about how good Oregon State is, so I agree with that.
Right.
So have a great day. Thanks.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Was the Motown Lounge going to overtime today or what?
Nah. Boss Man. I just had a meeting with Boss Man. Yeah. You know how he is on time.
I mean, does he realize you have something somewhere and something to do at 3 o'clock?
He says, I need you for 10 minutes. I know you got to start Bobby's show. Exactly 10 minutes. It's been 30. But I'm here. That's all that matters. I'm here. I'm back.
Well, good. We're glad you're here.
I know they miss me out there.
Yeah. All right. Because Joe was trying to get him because apparently Luke didn't let him do his wrestling report.
Oh.
And Joe wanted me to let him do it, and I said no.
Is he upset? Would you?
Well, that's a staple of Luke's show. And it's not my fault. That Luke didn't let him do it. It's the Wednesday wrestling wrap up. Today is Wednesday. Now Luke's going out of town.
Oh, he's so bitter.
So he's crushed.
Kind of crushed, like we were when we found out wrestling isn't real.
Yeah, I remember that. I think I was 7 when that happened, but. Yeah, because if I do it, then he's going to want to do it all the time.
Well, you know,
I'm not trying to be mean to Joe.
Had I been in here a little bit longer, he would have found a way to fit it in.
Oh, he's already tried. He's already tried. He did it last Friday when you weren't here.
I heard. I was actually listening last Friday. I heard he was like, you left out some events going on this weekend. And you asked him, you're like, do these events, are the winner already predetermined?
Events that haven't been rehearsed and the winners aren't predetermined. That's what we talk about here on Fan Talk.
What was the name of that girl that you kept? What'd you call her?
Sachi McGrachi or something like that. I don't know who it is. He just asked me about her a while ago.
Sachi McGrachi.
And he was trying to sneak it in. So, all right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Dienenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Dienenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Biesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Biesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the Titleist TSI family of drivers, faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology, or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Don't miss Pro Soccer in the Lowcountry as the Charleston Battery take on Miami FC this Friday night, June 18th at 7 p.m. Live from Patriots Point. Don't miss a minute of the action with tickets starting at just $12. Enjoy local craft beers, home team barbecue, coastal crust wood-fired pizza, and more before the game in the new Battery Pavilion. Limited tickets are still available for this Friday. Get yours today at charlestonbattery.com. South Carolina's premier pro soccer club, the Charleston Battery, now at Patriots Point.
Now
more fan talk with Bobby Harden.
But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this one hit wonder Wednesday afternoon. Are you playing that just to try to cheer Joe up? Because he had his one thing he looks forward to each and every week is his Wednesday wrestling report. A Wednesday wrestling wrap-up.
I think he's out there standing in the middle of the hallway.
In the fetal position.
Announcing it. Wrestling meeting.
Oh, gosh. We'll see if the Braves can get a win tonight. They take on the Red Sox, 7 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM, 9:10 a.m. That game is on Valley Sports South tonight. Also, ESPN has that game as well. River Dogs in Myrtle Beach. In fact, they'll be in Myrtle Beach all weekend long. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Greenville in town to take on the Stingrays. Second round of the playoffs, game one of that best of five series. And we do have some day baseball going on this afternoon. No score, Marlins and Cardinals. That game is in the bottom of the eighth inning. Reds and Brewers tied one apiece. That game in the top of the fifth. Royals lead the Tigers 3-1. That game in the top of the fifth inning as well. White Sox lead the Rays 4-0. That game is in the top of the fifth. And the Rockies lead the Padres 1-0. That game is in the bottom of the first. Getting underway at 3:30, the Angels and the A's, 4 o'clock, Pirates and Nationals, then everything else under the lights tonight, including the Yankees are at the Blue Jays, Orioles are at the Indians, Cubs are at the Mets, Rangers are at the Astros, Diamondbacks at the Giants. Twins are at the Mariners, and the Phillies are at the Dodgers. NBA tonight, two games, 7:30. Hawks are at the 76ers. That is game five of that series. Series tied up at two games apiece. Same for that Clippers-Jazz series, that 2-2. That'll be at 10 o'clock tonight, and both of those games are on TNT. NHL tonight at 9 o'clock, the Canadiens are at Las Vegas. In game two of that series, Las Vegas leads one game to none. That will be on the NBC Sports Network. So the Canadiens have a chance to get a team in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yes.
When was the last time a Canadian team was in the Stanley Cup Finals? And to me, it just seems like it's been a while. And I'm not a hockey guy, so I don't know the answer to that. It just seems like, I know it's been a long time since the Canadian team won the Stanley Cup Finals.
2011.
So it's been 10 years since they had a team in the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't think they're going to get past Las Vegas. But they have a chance. And that's all you want in life, is a chance.
The Canuck.
You can put that on a bumper sticker if you want.
What'd you say? Say it again.
All you want in life is a chance.
That's it?
That's it. And the Canadians have a chance.
Yeah.
They've got to beat Las Vegas, which I don't think they will.
No, no. You can never underestimate what happens on the ice. Now, there's your bumper sticker.
There's your bumper sticker there. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, the only sports talk show host affiliate, ESPN, that hates NBA basketball, Bobby Harden.
I might not be the only one. I'll just admit it, though. How about that?
Yeah, probably. I put that on your moniker. But, you know, NBA became entertainment. I think the Portland Trailblazers is going to snatch up Dawn real quick and make her their next coach because it's an entertainment now. It's just like baseball. Last year, they weighted the ball down. Everybody's hitting home runs. This year, it's so boring with all the no-hitters. They lighten the ball, and everybody's throwing spitters. Now they're mad at pitchers because nobody wants to go to a game watching a no-hitter.
Baseball's a mess right now. You got players fighting with each other. That's going to get worse as more players start talking, calling out other players and stuff like that. Baseball's got a problem. I don't know if they realize they have a problem, but they've got a problem.
Oh, big time. In the NBA, they finished the season in October. They put these guys back on the floor 2 months later, and all their joints and injuries are falling apart everywhere because that's like running a marathon. Every time an NBA player gets on the court, it's almost like 10 miles are running. You know, it's amazing. Right. The endurance and athleticism. You talk about jumping, shooting, running. And now their bodies are falling apart because they're playing two and three or four nights in a row. Your body cannot take that kind of a beating at a high level.
Did you see where the Pelicans are thinking about maybe hiring Teresa Witherspoon?
Oh, really?
Somebody might. I mean, Becky Hammond's name gets out there. Of course, Dawn Staley's name. Portland wanted to talk to
My brother's an agent for Teresa Witherspoon. I mean, call him tonight. I never heard that.
Fired Van Gundy today, and I saw where it said Teresa Witherspoon was a
they
name.
They fired who? Who did they fire?
They fired Stan Van Gundy. The Pelicans did.
Oh, I didn't know that, but he's our agent. My brother's Teresa Witherspoon's NBA agent. Well, WNBA or whatever kind of agent.
Well, when you call him, you tell him where you got the scoop from.
I'm working way in the middle of the sticks, and I don't get any kind of news at all except this Columbia Channel 107.5.
Right.
Yeah, the team. But anyway, Bobby, I got two free Sixers tickets for you. How bad do you hate the NBA?
when they come to Atlanta, you mean? Or I got to go to Philadelphia.
I can get you a flight now. I can get you some tickets.
I ain't going to Philadelphia getting some kind of fight. No. I might go see him in Atlanta, but I ain't going to Philadelphia.
I got you. All right, Bobby.
All right.
I'll keep you in mind. Thank you.
Them crazy people up there punch horses.
Punch horses?
They punched a policeman's horse after the Super Bowl when they won the Super Bowl. They punched the police, you know, the mounted police. They punched his horse.
What the horse?
They booed Santa Claus at a football game. They take pride in being the most obnoxious fan base of the most obnoxious sports city on the planet.
Ah, bless their heart.
I would like to see Philadelphia and Buffalo play in the Super Bowl and watch those two fan bases just kill each other in the parking lot. Kick off, there'd be three-fourths of the stadium empty because three-fourths of the people in the parking lot would either be passed out, arrested, or gone to the hospital. if the Eagles ever played the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl, you could be able to just go over and get tickets off the bodies in the parking lot. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Not much, Dave. How are you?
Well, I can't help that. That's CHF, so, you know, I got to talk like Jimmy Durante, I guess. Cha-cha-cha. But either way it goes here, they still going to have the bowl system, 6 wins, 7?
The blown system.
You know, that 12-game playoff.
They'll still have the bowl games, yeah.
Well, that'd be good, dude.
Original plan included, in fact, 6 of these playoff games will be played in bowl games. Now, I do think they're going to relook at that where they don't incorporate those 4 bowl games for the quarterfinals. I think that's asking the fans to do way too much, but the semifinals will still be in a bowl game format, and then they'll play for the national championship on a neutral site. But, yeah, I don't think the bowl games are going anywhere.
Oh, cool, because I like to see tradition. What about the Army-Navy game? Are they going to look at the military?
Oh, that's league? Yeah, that's going away. You didn't hear?
Huh?
That's going away.
No way.
Yep. Navy said they didn't want to play Army anymore. They were too scared.
That ain't right. They need their head examined not to have Army-Navy games.
They're replacing Navy's going to play Coast Guard instead of Army.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I ain't lying.
That's stupid.
And Army's going to play, it's going to be a doubleheader. Army's going to play the Canadian Mounted Police. coached by Dudley Do-Right.
And
they're not going to ever do away with the Army-Navy game.
I wouldn't hope so, man. That's a tradition every year.
Yes.
So, but I was trying to figure out how to put these batteries. I got broke dead and bought a digital radio.
Uh-huh.
So I could pick y'all up on 98.9. And I'm trying to figure out how in the world the bump goes on the left or the right. I'm pretty sure it's the right.
The bump of the battery?
Yeah, the bump of the battery. Do
well,
it
goes
go
on
right?
The opposite. It goes on the opposite end of where the spring is.
The opposite end of the spring.
So the bump goes away from the spring.
Yes.
Oh, I got you.
Right.
That'll make it a little easier. Thank you, man.
No problem.
All right.
Hey, have a good one.
All right.
Have a good one, bud. We do it all. Customer service. We're the geek squad.
To find out if your light bulb was burnt out or your lamp is broken, just take the bulb out, stick your fingers, wet your fingers.
Yeah, the 9-volt battery, just lick it and tell if it's still got any juice in it.
Oh, gosh. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. I've had an adventurous day. I had 2 doctor's appointments today, right?
Uh-huh.
So one of them was downtown in the Roper MUSC area, right? So I didn't know. So I put it in my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn thing sent me to the wrong building. So I'm walking around MUSC trying to find my doctor's office, right? So I'm 20 minutes late, finally found it. after stopping two policemen and because I was told the address was 120 Doughty Street. Well, my doctor's office was in 125 Doughty Street. So I had to park fifth floor of that stupid parking garage. And I finally find the doctor's office, finally find the building, get up there. I'm 20, 25 minutes late. I apologize. She goes, what's your name? What's your birthday? Who are you here to see? I told her all that. And come to find out, my damn appointment was July 16th.
How almighty. Well, at least you know now for July 16th.
So how about that? How's your day been?
Hey, can we take one real quick before we go to break?
Sure.
We'll just take...
Which one?
Number one.
Okay.
Line one.
Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob. Hey, my toilet makes a weird noise in the middle of the night. It's like a shh. I don't know if maybe you can.
Are you on it when this noise happens, or
you shake the handle? shake the handle. If that doesn't work, cut your water off. You got to get one of them new insides.
Actually, just put a bunch of paper towels in it. That seems to help too.
Yeah.
Maybe that bit. Brick I put in there ain't really helping me.
Right.
Yeah. Cherry bomb.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk. Tool Time.
Tool Time with Bobby Harton.
Here on this Wednesday afternoon. We'll be right back.
You by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
41 at Clemens Ferry reports of a disabled vehicle. Other than that, the only problem being reported is a wreck in West Ashley, Bees Ferry at West Ashley Circle. There is heavy traffic to deal with, especially in Mount Pleasant. If you're traveling on the Isle of Palms connector, the Marquardt westbound between Clemens Ferry and I-26. Also, between Dorchester Road up over the Westmoreland Bridge, seeing delays out in Goose Creek and in Somerville. Be careful. Max Place is your Chicago-themed diver sports bar. They have 25 HD TVs. Your home for the Chicago Cubs. Max Place on East Bay, across from the Custom House. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. Visit HomeSC.com to learn more. Live life ahead with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast, warm and humid with a thunderstorm in the area, a high around 84. A thunderstorm still around this evening with a low around 69. Sunny and warm Thursday with a high around 85. Looking good again Friday before scattered thunderstorms return to the area through next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Before you throw away those unused medicines, stop.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds to protect the ones you love.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it. We don't call it the Low Country for nothing. Charleston Home and Business Owners. Call Canty Foundation Specialists today and totally eliminate mold and mildew worries. Call 843-484-3625 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free two-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this one-hit wonder Wednesday afternoon. I forgot, who was that? I forgot.
Bellamy Brothers.
Yeah. Well, they weren't one-hit wonders, that's, were they?
I even Googled it to make sure that this playlist was correct, and it did say...
I thought they had some...
They might have had some
other
some
stuff.
Some close hit, but this is the only one that ever hit number one.
There you go. Well, good.
Jeez.
One local note, Clemson freshman Caden Grice has accepted an invitation from USA Baseball, and he will play for the 2021 Collegiate National Team this summer. That kid's good. That kid is good. Monty's got him 2 more years up there, and he had a hell of a freshman year up at Clemson this year. So good for him. Good for him. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Excuse me, is this the Handyman Show? Is this Mr. Handyman?
Yes.
I
could fix anything broken but the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, you can kiss my butt about that. Now, today we will win. We'll probably win more games than the Atlanta Braves, but I don't want to make a bet against you because you never pay.
So
I don't want to go there.
You're going up against Jacob DeGrom. You'll be lucky if you get a hit, much less win the game.
Remember, there's no more of that stuff they put underneath their fingernails, okay? I'd like to know when the wrestling report's going to be on today because I want to pay attention. It's happy hour now.
You can go to
the wrestling report, please.
Middays with Mara podcast. And you can get to it there. Go back to last Wednesday.
You can go.
Hey, podcast this. I listen to Fan Talk. Fan Talk with you and Blake. I want a wrestling report.
Well, first of all, it's called wrestling, sir. And you can go to www.whogivesadamn.com.
Vern Gagne. Vern Gagne Wrestling, it was called at then.
Vern
Gagne
Wrestling.
It was fixed then, and I was 7, too.
So do you fly the same L, or in a series, do you fly 2 L's?
Bobby Harton, you only fly a W when they win. There's no such thing as an L. And the Cubs flag is always out there because I'm a dedicated Chicago Cub fan. Win or lose.
So you still
please,
booze.
Don't even go there, Bobby Harton. Don't even go there.
I'm just
there,
saying,
right?
I needed a little help from your Cubs, and they've done nothing.
I just need you to stay away from the help thing. Worry about your Atlanta Braves, because you got issues there. Big issues.
We got everybody hurt. We lost another pitcher late yesterday.
Hey, don't everybody's got hurt thing. You know, don't be there. Get off your butt. You can hurt a little. You can play ball. You're playing the Boston Red Sox. They're probably going to be the national champs this year. So, please, try to be respectable when you play them. Get on the phone. You know a lot of people. And get it done, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, speaking of your Gamecocks, I figured it out.
Nobody was even talking about the damn Gamecock. Nobody was even talking about them.
Well, I just wanted to mention that in case you wanted to know. I figured it out. Your football team will be 4-8 this year, okay? 4-8. You heard it here.
Okay.
And I love you like a brother. Talk to you soon. Bye now.
Oh, gosh. Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Bobby, it's Wahoo.
Hey.
Hey, had a good time up in Columbia last weekend.
Did you go all three games?
No, I could only make Sunday's game. That was the one where our pitcher had to get pulled for another bloody finger.
Right, right.
He had a great game, and then the very next inning, we were down, we were behind the run, tied it up with a single home run, and then later in the inning, we had the three-run home.
Right.
That was a
great series. It really was. All three games were so similar. Teams coming up with big hits. It was close. All three games were close for most of the innings, and I thoroughly enjoyed that series last weekend.
Yeah, the attendance was better than I expected for two out of town teams.
Right.
And it's a lot more fun in person than on TV.
Right.
Because, you know, on TV it can get a little boring and slow, but it's still not a quick game, but it is better in person. So.
I'm not even gonna ask you if it was hot because you were in Columbia.
So. I forgot the suntan lotion.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. It's been good. I like this Virginia team. Now you got a tough one Sunday taking on Tennessee, but still you got the Omaha.
Yep, and you can't really plan on a trip out there because the dang thing can take a week.
Right.
So I guess I'll be watching on TV. But we're glad we're there, and. By the way, you guys have a good ballpark there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. See you later.
All right. And the cool thing about that, both schools had nothing but really just great things to say about the staff at Carolina, putting that regional on and stuff like that. So that's always good when you treat your visitors like that. And Carolina always seems to do a very good job of that. So not going to get into this. I want to get into Sports Illustrated article. We'll do that in the next segment. Arizona State on the NCAA investigation for a number of things. Hosting recruits on campus during the COVID-19 dead period. Allegations include paying players, major recruiting violations, COVID violations, and other things. And there are serious concerns at Arizona State about the coaching staff being able to coach this season. That's Herm Edwards. Mm. You wouldn't think Herm would be doing stuff like that. So that's kind of surprising there. I don't know if Dave's an Army or a Navy guy. I think he's a Navy guy. But Army football has agreed to a multi-year extension with CBS Sports through 2028. So that'll keep all Army home games on the CBS Sports Network. That was announced today. So, all right, got an hour in the books.
This hour went by quick.
Two more hours to go.
This hour went by pretty
fast. I got some silly stuff, too. We got to get to. And you know me, I like the silly stuff.
Love the silliness.
All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.